Coming up on June 4th is the Boys and Girls Club Golf Tournament. And, of course, there's some other things we have to talk about. Vanessa Buss is with us. So is Sam Gowderman. How are you guys today? Ladies, how are you ladies? I always do that.
You can say guys anytime, George.
I know, but I actually had someone call and say, you're not supposed to say guys. I'm like, it's just like a buddy thing. You know, we all get along here. But how are you ladies doing today?
We are doing really well. We are hustling and bustling at the club, getting ready for our four golf tournament that's coming up June 4th. Lots of work behind the scenes that happens for that tournament. And thank goodness for an amazing staff. So it's going to be a great event.
Now, I know when the last time you were in here when we did this, Chuck did most of the talking. So now you're kind of in the hot seat. So we got to get Sam involved in this, too. Now, Sam, what is your position over at the Boys and Girls Club?
I'm the elementary site director.
Elementary site director. Okay, so you like working with the little ones.
I like working with the little ones.
They're less trouble, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but, you know.
She knows how to wrangle them either way.
There you go.
Exactly.
She knows how to wrangle them. So with the golf tournament, how are things set right now? Are you still looking for folks to sign up?
Yeah, we're still looking for some golf teams. We still got lots of golf ball drop tickets available, so that is a chance to win $1,000 for the ball that's closest to the hole and $500 for the ball that's farthest away from the hole. So that's some, you know, easy money in the pocket.
So if somebody could buy 100 tickets and have a better chance of winning and still come out ahead.
That's right, and we're only selling 1,200.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
Okay, that's
good.
I know. That's always helpful. So Wayne had asked me the other day, he goes, oh, I wish I could be in the helicopter when they do that. And I said, Wayne, I don't think that's possible.
So I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Good. It's a small helicopter. We got lots of balls in there and a couple of people.
Well, you know what we could do? We could drop Wayne out of the helicopter.
Oh, there we go.
See if he gets closer to the hole.
he could wear a vest with the balls in it.
Yeah, there you go. And then when he hits, the vest breaks and the ball.
That's right. I think that would be very entertaining.
Let's see if we can do that. See if we can.
We can finagle him on the helicopter then.
So what's obviously the special thing about this tournament is where the money goes and what the money does. But you got any special things other than the ball drop happening? I imagine you have some prizes that people can win and things
we
like
do.
That.
So we have tickets for a chance to win $1 million.
Whoa.
I know. That's a pretty big thing. We have a hole-in-one also where you can get a chance to win $40,000 toward a new Ford vehicle from Johnson Motors. We have a 5K putt, so that happens at the beginning of the tournament. So that's an opportunity to win $5,000 more. And what else do we have going on, Sam?
We have the dice game.
The dice roll.
So you roll the dice, and if it spells cash, you win
the
cash.
Are the huge dice, the big dice, the bigger dice?
Well,
medium-sized.
Medium-sized dice.
Yeah. I think I remember you guys doing that before.
So I'm really excited to even be a part of it.
Last year was our first year doing it.
Yeah. So what do you got to do to win the million? I mean, I could really rack up if I were lucky.
I think it's a hole-in-one.
Is it a hole-in-one?
I think so.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And there's some other prizes that come along the way for different yardages and how close you get to the hole. So there's some other prizes.
Longest drive.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
How much does this cost to get involved in this?
So if you want to come as an individual golfer, it's $99.
And that means you could get paired up with anybody.
You could. So it's better to come as a team.
Yeah,
team of four is what we're looking for.
Especially if there's some people you don't like. You want to make sure you
can't change carts.
No.
You can't change carts.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, can I move into a different cart? No. Sorry, you can't do that. Not that there's anybody doesn't like in this town. It's pretty wide open. Yeah. Most people like each other.
For the most part.
I haven't found anybody I don't like.
Me either. For the most part.
All right. So that's coming up on June 4th. Now, is there a deadline for registration when people need to get registered? Or are you going to take... Because I know you're going to have to know like how much food to have prepared, how much stuff like that. Because I imagine you're providing like snack lunch or bag lunch.
We actually provide beverages. Mm-hmm. So adult beverages, soda pops, all you got all day, hot dogs prior to lunch. And we actually have Darling's Resort providing barbecue at the end of it.
Ooh.
So that's all provided coming in.
I got to come just for that.
Uh-huh. That'll be $15. We'll just charge you for that.
No, I want to come for the golf.
And what we also have, George, that's new, we have Peterson's Pretzels that's going to come in the morning and sell breakfast items for us. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Those are like pretzels.
Dutch Brothers Coffees, they're providing coffee for us.
Well, you guys got it all figured out, don't you?
We do.
And where's the tournament actually going to take place?
At Florence Golf Links.
There you go.
Florence Golf Links.
35th.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that pretty much covers the golf. Any shout-outs you want to do for any of the sponsors or Banner Bank?
Yep. We always want to shout out to Banner Bank. That's our title sponsor. So that's a newer sponsorship, I think, that we've done in previous years. So we really appreciate that.
That's a big
sponsorship. Yeah, it's a big sponsorship.
That's really appreciative out there. All right, so now one of the things that the money goes to for this obviously is probably summer programs, right?
Correct.
Is that one of the biggest things it goes to?
That is the primary funding for our summer program is this.
And that's kind of where you come in, Sam, right? You're going to be a part of all the summer activities that are going on, at least for the elementary school age. What are some of the things that the kids can look forward to this summer?
So here at the elementary site, we do Monday through Friday programs. 7:45 to 5:30. We do breakfast and lunch. We serve them so that they get their bellies full. We do some curriculum to keep their brains working over summer and they don't lose a lot of what they learned during the school year.
Now, wait, now before you go on, now some kids get scared when they hear curriculum, you know, because they're like, well, I don't want to go to school summer long.
No.
But it's probably different, isn't it? It's
so
a little
this
maybe
is very
fun-based.
Hands-on activities.
Yeah? Okay.
Very fun-based. So what we have is we have Summer Brain Game, both in Smart Moves. So both programs are designed to prevent learning loss during out of school time while learning new skills. We do all kinds of STEM.
Science, technology,
science,
education.
Yeah, that. Then we also we're going to actually have sign language this year. So going to do beginner's sign language. So the staff and the kids are going to learn together. We do have one staff that is pretty fluent in sign language, so we're looking forward to learning new skills.
I might
want
to come just for that. Can I sign up? I'm not an elementary student, but I can pretend.
I'm super excited about that. We're going to have actually a culinary. So one of the guys that works at the school in the kitchen, he is going to be helping us do that. So the kids will get to make their own lunch a couple times. We're going to do like little miniature pizzas. We're going to do breadsticks. I'm trying to think what else we had planned. Maybe some muffins, things like that, so the kids will actually get to, you know, measure and get to help cook.
You know, that is really cool because there's a lot of skills that go by the wayside that parents just aren't teaching their kids mm-hmm. anymore, you know,
exactly.
and how to feed themselves. You know, I've got a stepson that, you know, still comes over for dinner, you know, because all he knows how to do is 30 seconds in the microwave, you know, and that's kind of tough.
Yeah,
you know?
That is.
And you gotta have that ability because if you can feed yourself.
You're golden.
Exactly. You're golden. That's right.
Our
costs
goal
a lot less
is to
money.
Teach the kids life skills.
That's
for
pretty
sure.
cool. Yeah.
We'll do arts and crafts, of course, because the kids always love being creative and doing some arts and crafts. We also do safety lessons on Thursday. That's one of my favorite things that we
now,
do.
What kind of safety lessons? Like water safety? Like
very
play
much,
safety?
Yes, very much. So we actually have the community come in to our program and teach us these things. So like we have the Siuslaw Honeyman Park Rangers. We have the U.S. Coast Guard here in Florence. Siuslaw Valley Fire and Rescue. The Florence Humane Society comes and teaches animal safety. We have Central Lincoln PUD, which the kids absolutely love. They bring it's called or something small town, and it's a table that's got real electricity running through it, and it's little people walking around and they're flying kites and showing us like if the kite hits the telephone pole, what to do, things like that. If you're climbing a tree, what to do. It's really cool stuff. We have
I got to ask, why isn't every kid doing this? I mean, this sounds. I mean, if I'd had this when I was growing up, I mean, I'd have been there, no
right?
doubt about it. So, I mean,
super
parents out there,
stuff.
Tell your kids to get involved. And sound, you know, a lot of kids, oh, I want to play with my friends. I want to play video games. And it's like, you know, this would be so much better for them to do stuff
yeah.
like this.
Yeah, very much so.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Florence Police Station comes out, the Western Line Ambulance, and then Siuslaw National Forest Rangers. So every week we have somebody from the community coming in and teaching us these things.
Wow. So they learn to cook. They learn to communicate with sign language. They learn arts and crafts. They keep their brains sharp, and they learn how to be safe. Wow, that's just that's amazing.
Every Friday we have field trips as well. Mm. So we actually leave campus, and we get to go to the City Light Cinemas 4 times this summer. Those kids absolutely love that, like love it. Going to go watch a good movie. We're going to go to OPB's ice cream giveaway. Walk down there. Miller Park, we're going to have a picnic and a field day. So we take all kinds of fun field games and we do really fun things, which parents are invited to that. So they can always come and join us for that picnic that day. A&W Ice Cream, they donate ice cream. We walk and we get an ice cream. We sit there and hang out and eat ice cream, which is awesome. And then this year, my littles get to go to the Air Academy, which we'll talk a little bit more about soon. And they get to watch the older kids fly the planes. So then when they get, they have something to look forward
right,
to.
Right, right.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Have you ever flown in a small plane?
I have not, but I want to really bad.
Well, then
I want to get my pilot's license.
You should get there.
My husband
she
thinks
can take
I'm
my
crazy,
seat.
But
she can take my
I want to do it.
Well, I tell you what. I got my pilot's license many, many years ago, and it's a lot of fun, and it's not as dangerous as people think if you're smart about what you're doing. Even if you lose an engine, doesn't mean you're going to die.
That's good enough.
It is good enough. All right, so let's talk about the Air Academy. Now, this is did you take a break for COVID on the Air Academy, or at least one of the years?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We had to take
it. But, of course, it started for Sam Spade kind of kicked things off. Terry Tomine is now heading that up.
Yep.
Tell me about the idea here. Obviously, it's to give kids some life skills that they might turn into a career, right?
Yeah. Well, Terry, his wife, Wynette, and then all kinds of local pilots come together and put a program together. And every day, so it's 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And during their lunch break, they have speakers come in. It may be a real estate agent. It may be a pilot. It may be a banker. And they kind of tell their story of how they got to where they are. So it's really good for the kids to hear all the different levels, because some people didn't go to college and they started out in high school and they worked really hard to get, you know, to the top, or what that looks like, so that all kids across the board know that there's opportunity for greatness in a career.
Right. What I've always been told and what I've always thought is, like, you know, a plumber can make a whole lot of money in a year never having to go to college and not have huge college debt when he's done. So,
right.
So, you know, there's
right.
some benefits to having mm-hmm. those kind of skills. So, yeah.
Yeah. So it's really exciting.
All right. So what is the schedule for the Air Academy? When exactly does it start?
So it starts August 1st. And the last one, the fly day, is August 12th.
And so it's just a two-week period.
Yeah, two-week period. Two-week period.
And they get to fly.
They actually get to fly. This will be obviously my first year, and I am so excited to be a part of that. And this year, Sam's like, hey, talking about the littles, would it be an opportunity for us to have them come be a part of that and get excited about it, which is brilliant.
Well, especially the fly day.
On fly day. Oh, yeah. So Terry graciously said, absolutely, let's bring them over, let them see that, and build that program. Because COVID really took us out of the knees, especially with our teenagers. Mm-hmm. You know, they're staying at home more, they're on their phones more, they're on their video games more. And if we can start to cultivate the excitement of what we can do with the Boys and Girls Club for our teens, right, and start to build that program more, is where we're kind of headed with that.
Well, the nice thing about the Air Academy, too, is you're not kidnapping a bunch of teens and taking them to the airport. You're finding teens that might find this interesting and say, mm-hmm. well, I might want to learn more about that. So when you get the kids there, they're actually going to be ones that are going to benefit because they want to be there.
Absolutely.
Is there an extra cost for the Air Academy for kids?
So if you're already a member of Boys and Girls Club, there's no extra cost. If you're not a member, it's $25 and $25 per week. So out of pocket be $75. For grandparents or aunts and uncles that have a niece, nephew, grandkid coming for the summer, mm-hmm. this would be super fun activity for them to come into.
And you feed them a lunch while they're there?
We do. Okay, we do. So there'll be a light breakfast. Yeah. And what's really awesome, too, is just talking about our school programs and how we can be innovative on saving cost. Sam was able to reach out to the school district, and they're going to be providing lunches for us this summer.
Wow.
For our teen center also. They've always done the elementary site, but they're also going to be bringing and driving by and delivering lunches for our teen program and for the Air Academy.
All right. So we've got the Air Academy in August, and we got our summer programs coming up, and then we got the golf tournament kicking everything off on June 4th.
Yes, sir.
All right. How can people sign up for the golf tournament?
So the best way to come in is to just give us a call at 541-902-0304. I can send you the information. You can go ahead and stop by at 1501 Airport Road.
Individual play is how much?
$99.
Team play is?
$396.
Four times that, right?
Four times that. Mm-hmm. Like, remember that number. And we got mulligans. We've got all kinds of other options that you can add on to. So.
Right. And it's going to be at Florence Golf Links on June 4th. Start time is 9 a.m.?
It's tee off is 10.
Tee off is
Registration starts at 8.
8, okay. So you got a couple hours here to eat some donuts.
Come get a coffee. Come get a donut.
Yeah.
Come get a pretzel.
There you go.
It's going to be great.
Sounds
biscuits
good.
And gravy. That's what I'm going
biscuits
for.
And gravy.
Ooh. Sam Goderman and Vanessa Buss, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, George.
Coming up on the June edition of Our Town, in the next hour, we'll talk with Tony Miller and Matt House from Sosa Valley Fire and Rescue and Western Lane Fire EMS Authority about summer safety for fire and, well, for recreational activities.